It takes 66 days to build a new habit. It takes 66 days to build a new habit. We all would like new habits from time to time. We all would like new habits more often than not. And we want to develop those new habits, build those new habits, create those new habits in us, and make those new habits ours. Now, how do we go about doing it? How do we go about building new habits? Well, persistence and dedication to the habit is important. Have you specifically chose to develop a new habit at any time that you can think about? Did you want to develop a new habit of brushing your teeth for 2 minutes every morning? Did you want to develop a new habit of speaking your blessings at the table? This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. Every time you sit down to a meal, you say it out loud or to yourself, this food is healthy for my body and filled with love. This is a habit. And this habit brings to us some of the most positive, powerful, wonderful things we could ever have, because we're saying, this food is healthy for my body and filled with love. This food is healthy for my body. This food, the food naturally is healthy for my body. Whatever I choose to eat is going to be healthy for my body. And it's filled with love. It's filled with instant, absolute, total love, love that just extends beyond anything I've ever known in my life. This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. This is what habit we want to have in our mind every time we eat a meal, that whatever food we're eating is healthy for our body and filled with love. If it is not, we don't eat it. If it is not healthy for our body and filled with love, we do not eat it. If someone is serving us a meal and they are very uptight, they are very angry, or they're very worried, or they're concerned about something in their life, they have an anxiety, we don't want to be around them. We don't want to be in their environment, because that vibration is flooding into our body and making a habit in our body of negativity. And that's not what we want. That's not what we want to experience. We want to build habits that are beneficial to us. Habits that say, this food is healthy for my body and filled with love. The habit that says, I like me, I like me, I like me. The habit that says, all is in divine order, all is in divine order. The habit that says, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. These are habits. These are habits of thought. These are habits of thought. Whenever we stub our toe, we say instantly, all is in divine order, all is in divine order. This is a habit that we develop. And mark your whole and perfect, mark your whole and perfect, mark your whole and perfect. That's a statement that I taught in all of my seminars. That's a statement that I told all of my seminars, that this is what I did when I was with my son and we had a problem. And I instantly changed my attitude about it, changed my habit about it, changed my thinking about it to mark your whole and perfect. And I said it again and again and again. I said it wherever I was and whatever I was doing. I built a habit of that. And so no matter where I went, no matter who I was with, no matter what circumstances were in my life, I was always saying, you're whole and perfect, you're whole and perfect, you're whole and perfect. This is a clarion call for me. This is a revelation for me. This is a habit for me. And it's a glorious and a good habit. It's a habit that brings me results that I want in my life. I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. I can never say that enough. Not because I don't like me, but because that is the only thought I want in my mind about myself, that I like me. It's the only thought that I have in my mind about myself, that I like me, that I think I'm a wonderful person, that I think I'm dynamic, not damn, but dynamic person, a wonderful, dynamic person doing in every way that which is beautiful and good for me. I create the habits in me for whatever my life is. I create the habits in me of whatever my thinking is. I create the habits in me of whatever my world is. And it takes 66 days of consistent belief in that habit, consistent repetition of that habit, the consistent revelation of that habit in myself, to myself, and that's all that it takes. That's all that it is, and that's all that I am. And as I put that cause in my motion, as I put that cause in my thought, in my dream, in my realization of who I am, then that is exactly who I am. That is exactly what I am, and that's exactly how I am. I am spending 66 days, I'm spending 365 days building habits in me to be beneficial to me, habits in me that are glorious for me, habits in me that are uplifting for me, habits in me that are filling me with joy and peace and harmony and love, habits in me that say, I like you, 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 I like me, I like me, I like me, I like everyone in my world. People come in my world and they want to be sappers or they want to do negative things in my world. And I say, I like me about them. I say, I like me, I like me, I like me. And if I like me, I cannot do anything but like them too. I cannot do anything but enjoy them too, to think highly of them too, to believe in them too, because this is the truth about me. This is the reality about me. This is the totality about me. This is the allness about me. This is who I am. Is this who you are? Is this the reality of who you are? Is this the joy of who you are, the magic of who you are? Is this who you are? If it is who you are, then that's what you're going to experience every moment of your life. Would you like to have the habit of thinking that you like yourself? Would you like to have the habit of thinking that all is in divine order? Would you like to have the habit of thinking that this is a wonderful world we live in? Would you like to have the habit of thinking I'm whole and perfect? Would you like to have the habit of thinking, I like me, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect? Wow, would you like that habit? My goodness, yes, we all would like that habit. And we all choose that habit, because that is our habit, and that is the only habit we want to have. Now, are you ready to have that habit? Are you ready to have that experience in your life? Are you ready to know who and what you are? Are you ready? If you're ready, then you have been developing that. You have been putting that forth on your in your consciousness 365 days of every year, and you never forget it. You never forget it. You're doing it so that it's you, so that it's who you are. It's what you are. It's fantastic about you. And this is all that you need to know. Play that game for yourself. Teach yourself how to be the magic person that you are. Teach yourself how to be the intelligent person that you are, the glorious person that you are, the fabulous person that you are. Teach yourself to be it. Because you are the only one who can teach yourself to do that. You're the only one. 66 days to build a new habit. This is a scientific studied project that revealed it took 66 days to develop a new habit. You and I can develop new habits every moment of our life. We can make us a call every moment of our life saying, I like me, I'm filled with wonderful people, I'm surrounded by beautiful people, I am independently wealthy. I am independently wealthy. Now, isn't that a nice habit to have, to believe that you're independently wealthy, to think you're independently wealthy and be independently wealthy? Yes. To be whole, to be whole. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. Say these things. Know these things. Be these things. Enjoy these things, because this is your reality. It only takes 66 days to build a new habit, but it takes our decision, our choice, our decision to do a new habit, and we stand forth in that new habit now. know that my habit is, I love you, I love you, I love you every moment of my life.